The older Scots let out an incredulous gasp. Chief of Clan Fergus stepped forward.
No, MacTyler. The foul thing crashed just a mile north of Cape Wrath. Was almost upon us.
How did you find me?
Whispered Johnny.
Lenny, when you light a beacon fire to gather the clans, you don't do it halfway. The drone went up to 10,000 feet like a flaming rocket, and like to have lit the whole of Scotland. That's how we spotted you.
The chief of the Argyles grumbled.
That wasn't what your companion told us, Donald Dean. They said your what-you-call-its detected a small object in the water and then got a look on a plane and then saw the fire.
Donald Dean was very composed.
It makes a better story that way, and that's the way the historian will write it. He lit a beacon fire in the sky.
The other chiefs nodded firmly. That was the way it should be.
What day is this?
Day 95.
Johnny felt a bit confused. He had lost a day? 2 days? Where had he been? Where was he? Why? The doctor saw the puzzlement. He had seen it before in head injuries. This young man had lost track of time.
They had to wait for me. I was not in Aberdeen at the moment. And then we had to type your blood and find someone with the same type. I'm sorry it took long, but we also had to bring you out of shock, get you warm.
He shook his head sadly.
I should have gone with you all along. I'll help the others when we get there.
This upset Johnny a little bit.
Were there a lot of Scots hurt? You shouldn't have delayed for me if you had a doctor.
No,
said the chief of the Camerons.
Dr. Allen, who's so expert with burns, was sent 2 days gone.
21 hurt, said Donald Dean. The one being you. Only 2 died. Very light casualties. The others will all recover.
Who are they?
Whispered Johnny, making a slight motion with his hand to the 4 young men on the bench.
Why, those are 4 members of the World Federation for the Unification of the Human Race. The first one is a MacDonald, and he speaks Russian now. The second is an Argyle, and he speaks German.
That wasn't why they were there at all. They were the others they'd found of Johnny's blood type, waiting in case more transfusions were needed.
And why am I in a plane?
That was the question they didn't want to answer. The doctor had told them not to worry this young man. They had him in a plane and were rushing him to the huge underground defense base in the mountains. There was some chance of a cyclo counterattack. They had no idea at all whether the bombs sent to cyclo had succeeded or failed. The Chamco brothers had told them about the force screen on cyclo's transshipment area, and that the early recoil had shown evidence of the screen's closing. The Chamcos had also told them that common salt neutralized the kill gas completely. Angus had gotten mine ventilation fans into the old base, and they'd found salt for filters of air. A group of excited, imported, awed Russians were at that very moment cleaning up the old base, and the parson was burying the dead there. And they were not about to leave Johnny MacTyler anywhere but safe in that base. Donald Dean answered,
What? Why not in the plane? You want to miss the victory celebration? We can't have that.
A Scot, helping Dwight up in the cockpit area, came back and whispered in Donald Dean's ear. He was dragging a mic on a long cord. They had it on the planetary band.